NPR's Verdamé Grovner was researching the history of servants at the White House and came upon a story of espionage at another executive mansion in Richmond, Virginia. It happened during the Civil War.
Mary Bowser was born a slave in the household of John Van Loo, a wealthy hardware merchant in Richmond, Virginia. Van Loo's daughter, Elizabeth, freed Mary Bowser and all her father's other slaves after he died. Elizabeth Van Loo, who never married, was known as an eccentric who sometimes walked down the streets of Richmond, head bent to one side, holding conversations with herself. Some called her Crazy Bet. Crazy Bet Van Loo inherited a lot of money and her father's society connections. She used some of the money to send her former slave Mary Bowser to school in Philadelphia and later used her connections to get Mary Bowser a servant job in the Confederate White House of President Jefferson Davis. Mary Bowser appeared to be uneducated and dull-witted, but she worked hard. Sometimes Mary Bowser met with her old patron Crazy Bet at a farm outside Richmond. The eccentric white spinster and the dull-witted black servant were not just exchanging recipes. Oh, no. They were spies. Crazy Bet was the spy master, and Mary Bowser was one of her best agents, part of a spy ring, white, black, slave, and free, made up of servants, farmers, seamstresses, storekeepers, undercover Scottish abolitionists, working in plain sight in the South for the North. As the educated Mary Bowser dusted and served in the Confederate White House, she used her photographic memory to record military documents she found on the president's desk and conversations she overheard in the dining room. Daily chores could hide secrets. In a basket of eggs, one empty shell filled with military plans, a serving tray loaded with food, and messages concealed in its false bottom. Wet laundry hung up in code. A white shirt next to an upside-down pair of pants meant General Hill moving troops to the west. When the Civil War ended, the first Union flag in Richmond was raised from the roof of Crazy Bet's mansion. General Ulysses S. Grant praised her service to the Union cause, but Mary Bowser's story remained mostly untold, even in her family. Then, in the 1960s, an elderly cousin asked Mrs. McEva Bowser if she had ever heard of her husband's great-great-aunt Mary.
And she said, "Do they ever talk about Mary Elizabeth?" And I said, "No, never heard of her." And she said, "Well, they don't talk about her because she was a spy."
And she left a diary that McEva Bowser may have found in 1952 when her husband's mother died.
I was cleaning her room, and I ran across the diary, but I've never had a diary, and I didn't even realize what it was. And the first time I came across it, I threw it aside and said I would read it again. So the next time I came across it, I just pitched it in the trash can.
But Mary Bowser's story survived anyway. It was retold by black researchers and recalled in the memoirs of others involved in the spy ring. In 1995, 130 years after the war between the states ended, Mary Bowser was admitted to the U.S. Army Intelligence Hall of Fame. I'm Verdamé Grovner, NPR News, Washington.